Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Happy Monday, everybody. Brent Hesse here with you and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
Doing great. It's going to be a fun week, great week. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're getting closer to Christmas and we've got a fun Did You Know Show today. You want to get us started?
I absolutely can. So I actually got a bundle of them. All right, guys, we're going to be doing these all week this week. Really like these. Think these are pretty cool. I've always been interested in this type of stuff. So throughout this week, we're going to go over the 6 intriguing codes and ciphers from history. And obviously, we only do the Did You Know Show Monday through Friday, so one of these days, you'll get a twofa.
Wow, codes and ciphers through history.
Yep, so the first one today's is going to be the Caesar cipher. This is what the Caesar cipher is. So I guess instead of did you know, it's a do you know what the Caesar cipher is?
I do not.
All right, so it was used, you know, back in military times, and I'll tell you exactly how old it is here shortly. But, you know, use of code for messaging or military means, anything like that, has been used a whole lot. In fact, a Roman general, his name Julius Caesar, as most know who he is, was the mind behind an early documented use of simple substitution ciphers. So that would be the one that would eventually bear his name, and they actually call it the Caesar cipher, like I just called you. And it's a shifting of alphabet letters 3 places ahead. So in English, that means an A becomes a D, B becomes an E, etc. And it may seem like child's play compared to the more complicated codes that later emerged, but the Caesar cipher was easy for allies to remember. Confounded that the largely illiterate hordes who resisted the Romans made it very easy for those ciphers to kind of get through because they were kind of illiterate already. So that's what one of the earliest type of ciphers or codes would be, the Caesar cipher, and it was just pushing the alphabet up 3 places.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, you know, of course, you know, there's a lot more intricate and tougher to decipher nowadays, but when that's the first one, you know, it's, you don't need to make it that hard because nobody's really thinking about it to begin with.
Yeah, they wouldn't. They'd be like, "What's this gibberish?" And most of them probably couldn't read anyway, so they definitely weren't thinking.
Simple and to the point.
Simple to the point.
There we go. Caesar cipher. Interesting. Well, I've got something that's not really history, but it's kind of related to law and our United States. So it's a weird law in the United States.
Okay.
So did you know that in North Carolina, you're not allowed to play bingo for more than 5 hours?
What?
Yes, limited.
A time stipulation on bingo.
Limited bingo. So if you're heading to North Carolina, if you're visiting the Tar Heel State and you're a big bingo fanatic, beware. You won't be able to play maybe as much as you'd like.
5 hours.
There's a statewide 5-hour cap on all bingo games. And also, not only can you not hold it for longer than 5 hours, you can't hold 2 separate bingo sessions within a 48-hour period.
Oh, so it's not even 5 hours in one day. Well, I guess for the host.
It's 5 hours and 48.
And 48 hours.
5 hours and 48 hours, yes.
Wow.
They have to have a buffer of at least 2 days. Now, this goes back to North Carolina's conservative rules on gambling that goes back to the colonial days. In 1749, the General Assembly was already regulating excessive and immoral gambling practices and invalidated gamblers' bets if they got to a certain price. And then regulations have snowballed since then. Lotteries are banned outright in North Carolina. And while bingo is limited, there are a lot of restrictions that bingo is only allowed to be played for fundraising purposes only unless the prize is less than $10. And if the bingo is a fundraiser, the prize can't exceed $500. So even if it is, even in bingo, you can't win more than $500 in North Carolina.
Dang, and you can only play flat 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
But as a host, if you're hosting one, putting the event on, you can only hold 48 hours.
You can't do it every day or back-to-back days or anything like that.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, they don't like all the bingo in North Carolina.
All right.
So pretty interesting, cool to hear about different states and the way that they go about governing. But that is our Did You Know Show today, talking about the Caesar cipher. cool code back in the ancient times and now still today. Some laws in North Carolina about bingo.
Oh, bingo.
That's our Did You Know show today. Come on back tomorrow for another fun episode.